This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
So Dan Lyman is in Switzerland. He got Trump's arrival, all of it. Amazing. Your calls are coming up the next segment. Mark, John, Mitch, Candace is up first. Kevin, Dan, and many others as we look at the release of the memo, supposedly coming on Monday is what I've been told, but we'll see. You were describing how the press is saying he silenced the room. People were in awe. It was like being at Versailles, which I meant, I guess, the royal court of the Sun King at Versailles, because it's Macron calling himself the Sun King. Looks like that's starting to happen with Trump without him saying it, Mr. Lyman.
In a way, it was just a video that I caught coming back on the train, and it was just so powerful that the caption had said something to the effect of, "This is true power. Trump silences a room full of media journalists and globalists." And it's true. I mean, these people, they don't shut up. I hear them talking constantly. They're always on the phone. They're talking to each other. And then when you see Trump coming in the room, it's just like every cell phone is out. Everyone's in awe. Trump brings that Trump aura, which it translates so great to just the American aura, the power, confidence through strength, and peace as well. And, he just brought that into the room, and you could see that in that video and his entrance in general.
And you see all the followers looking at the maverick. And Trump.
The man, they said.
Go ahead.
The man, they said that they couldn't beat the establishment. He couldn't beat the globalists. They were all against him. And now they worship the ground that he walks on, whether they want to admit it or not.
That happened yesterday. Suddenly the heads of Davos said, "We love Trump." I had the headline here. It was like, "We love him. It's been a great year. The world economy's better. Thank God for Trump." And it's like suddenly they've all been attacking him. And then now they all start saying, "We love Trump. We love Trump." I mean, this just shows how Rockefellers and people were able to bully all these guys into line. Trump's not even bullying it. He's just leading.
No question. You had you probably covered it earlier in the show, but the Heritage Foundation is saying that Trump's first year was better than Reagan's. And, you know, we'll take that all with a grain of salt. But for, you know, the Heritage Foundation would definitely be, Reagan is the greatest man ever. And for them to put Trump on a pedestal above him, it speaks volumes. Even some of these never Trumpers are coming around. And, he's changing the world at this moment.
No, you're right. The Heritage Foundation did not support Trump. They pitched this, quote, free trade. That means let China have huge tariffs on you with lower taxes and screw us and not have a two-way street. And you're right. They're all starting to get in line.
You know what I did found interesting, and I wanted to ask you about it, actually. Jean-Claude Juncker, the head of the EU, basically, he canceled at the last second, and he cites a stomach flu as the reason for that. Now, if you recall, not too long ago, a few months ago, Juncker was all out warfare against Trump, and he said he would back Texit against if there was a Texas exit, he was going to get behind that. But, of course, he couldn't possibly back Brexit. So I was going to ask you, do you think he bowed out because of out of cowardice, or do you think he really is sick?
Oh, no. Juncker is literally the greatest heir of the Nazis. His family was the first or second most rich, depending on the history books. The main armories were Juncker bombers, Juncker munitions. That was his grandfather. His father was a top Nazi. And Juncker's family paratrooped into Luxembourg, the richest country in the world per capita, stole the country. He said 13 months ago, "We will crush Trump. We control America. We're going to show America economic war." You can pull that up. In fact, the videos I shot about it were, heir of the Nazi fortune pledges to stop Trump and stop America. And so he's an absolute joke. Why should that piece of Nazi scum, anti-American globalist that opened Europe up to the Islamists, I mean, he is the head of the unelected EU. He is the enemy. So why would Hitler show up to face Churchill, basically?
Essentially, I do wonder if this was a moment of cowardice on his part or another moment of Trump and cursed divine providence where Juncker goes down with the flu right when Trump comes into town.
Wow. This will be a day long remembered. I love it. God. You watch Juncker and the speeches he gives. He is such an inbred, mental deficient. And he's all... Your whole thing's going to hell. We'll be back. I've got huge news, by the way. The biggest news. I just got it. They just found the text messages.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's absolutely key that people absolutely must be aware of. Just like Trump said, if you've been here 20, 30 years, you've got a degree, you're working hard, you don't have a big criminal record, whatever, you have a misdemeanor or something, then we're going to let you stay in the country. That would be a fair dream act, and I agree with that myself. But then the media said he wants to kill all the Mexicans, hates them, blah, 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 wants to ban everybody, period. And then when Trump doesn't do that, the right wing goes, oh, my God, he was supposed to throw everybody out who wasn't born here. Well, it's the same thing with Davos. I saw headlines everywhere in the London Guardian and the New York Times. Trump sells out his base last week. He's going to Davos. He's going to kiss the hand of the elite. He walks in. They fall on their faces. The head of the thing, the dictator of the EU, unelected Juncker, doesn't show up. The heir to the main Nazi fortune. His family was the first or second richest family in Germany. Again, the history books vary, but they're the top Nazis, okay? And then they still control European countries that they just own through fraud. So he doesn't show up, and Donald Trump is guaranteed to betray his base, yeah. And this has been going on for a long time. And then he doesn't betray, and he kills TPP and delivers on the economy, and they still keep flipping out, saying that he's going to sell us out. I'm glad he went for a victory lap. I'm glad he went to talk to the companies that want to move to the United States. There it is. Trump's ready to pull another fast one. The president's trip to Davos has three serious issues. And it goes on from there. Oh, yeah, he sure pulled a fast one with our economy coming roaring back and with veterans getting double the amount of visits that they had just a year ago and the border 70% secure and the border wall starting to go in. Yeah, sure pulled a fast one. And now this big breaking news. We're going to your calls with Dan Lyman, who's in Davos. This is The Hill. It's breaking. I just tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones. DOJ office says it has found the missing text messages of FBI officials. Months of missing text messages between two FBI officials have been located. According to a letter obtained by The Hill, Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz told Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin in a letter that the messages spanning from December of 16 to 17, see, nobody bought this, previously thought missing, they just hit one button that was in the NSA, due to technology glitch affecting FBI phones, have been found. Oh, really, you think so? By the way, Congress has all of it. Trump has all of it. The Office of the Inspector General has been investigating this matter and this week succeeded in using forensic tools to recover text messages from FBI devices. Oh, of course. Yes. Yes. It's always hard-coded. From the Telecommunications Act of 96, all phones, all printers, all these communication devices save the material. And it's why they've got internal hard drives that things just stop working in a few years because it fills up. And that's the stuff I told you about a long, long time ago. There it is. Missing text messages, anti-Trump FBI agents uncovered by DOJ. They found them. Infowars.com now live. We are in a minute-by-minute, play-by-play, second American Revolution war with the deep state. Lou Dobbs comes out and says, it's time to declare war on the deep state. The walls are closing in. Sean Hannity, this isn't rhetoric you've been hearing from me. We're in extraordinary times. This is happening, literally. And I agree with an earlier caller. I want to ask Dan Lyman, and then we're going to let him go and ask the callers this. Then we've got Tyler Nixon coming in, who's a very interesting lawyer and political analyst, really smart guy, and just so happens to be related to Richard Nixon, but we won't get into that part. Been friends with Roger Stone. This is all happening, but I'm telling you, I think they'll release a bioweapon like the earlier caller said. They did that after 9/11 when the globalists were involved with the jihadis and wanted to cover it up when stuff started coming out. They did the anthrax to intimidate Congress into a bunch of stuff. I'm really concerned, as I keep saying, that we not be too celebratory here because they're going to strike back. What do you think, Dan Lyman?
I think that there's no question anything is on the table at this point. I'm honestly surprised things haven't gotten worse in the last year. I thought that there would be more drastic measures taken, although I think that we did see something strange go down in Las Vegas, as we've covered in depth. I don't know. It's very interesting. I'm so optimistic now at this point, now that we're a year in, but I know not to get my hopes up too high, because anything can happen at any given moment, especially with the economy doing so well. And the stock market doing so well, you hear all financial advisors and traders, they say they've never seen a market like this. It's going on longer than they ever thought it would. And I wonder, is the Trump effect going to break this cycle that the globalists have this chokehold they've had on the markets, where they, you know, there's a catastrophic event every 8 years or whatever, and then it sends the market into a spiral? Hasn't happened this time around. So I'm wondering what the dams are holding back right now. And it's probably pretty ugly.
Well, I know this. They haven't given up on me. They are still throwing stuff at us that is directly from Hillary, directly from Soros. I'll soon be able to reveal the details of it. I mean, I've even got to go to D.C. in a couple of weeks. I'm not supposed to get into this yet. So just believe me, when I do, we have caught them red-handed, okay? And you can argue I got a tiger by the tail or vice versa, but these are just crazy times. Because, I mean, I wasn't going to put up with their crap. I put counter-surveillance on their people, spent a lot of money, and did a lot of stuff and had a lot of help. We'll just leave it at that. And let me tell you, these people are sick. And they're going after everybody. They're going after thousands of prominent people. And you see these congressmen up there? They already tried to kill them. So you think about that, folks. They're trying to kill everybody right now. So, I mean, we kind of smile about this in Texas, and, yeah, we're in a fight. Yeah, it's all crazy, but we're not like SJWs that are considering cry about it. It's actually quite exciting. I'm having a great time. It's just we're not in Kansas anymore, folks. This is a real deal. Let's go to Candace in Tennessee. Thanks for holding, Candace. You're awesome. You're on the air worldwide with Dan Lyman from Switzerland. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex and Dan. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. First, real quick, I would just like to ask a quick question before I get to my comment.
Sure.
I know you were very busy, but have you and your crew had a chance to pick the winners of the People's Choice Awards yet?
You know, I'm like a guy in a bunker giving orders on that, and I have said these are the winners. They have been picked, and you know what? I'm going to announce them at the end of the show next hour, one way or the other. It's going to happen.
Okay, great. Okay, and also, you know, I agree with the other caller that, you know, these people are just so cornered that, you know, I think that there's going to be a false flag attack for sure.
Well, that's what everybody's group collective mind is saying, and I think you're on target. Keep going, Candace.
Yeah, I mean, their darkest secrets are getting exposed, so, you know, they're just like a dog in a corner, and I just think they're going to pull something major.
And they're such arrogant. Whenever you watch Comey or Mueller walk into Congress, bugging their eyes out like they're God, all these guys behind them, all these lawyers just going, like they are just the best people in the world, when they're those guys are the Clinton scum or the trash of the earth. They're like cancer inside the FBI, and they are so arrogant. Imagine all that hubris is getting wiped away, Candace, right now.
Yeah, that's great. They're just sickening, so it's good to see them be put in their place.
Absolutely, but don't think they're the types that will blow themselves up to stop the recovery. What do you think, Dan? What's your gut tell you?
No question. And I think that it's not even just a U.S. crisis at this point for them. It's on an international scale. So we should be prepared for anything anywhere, to be honest, not just in the United States.
That is the smartest thing I've heard all day, and I've heard a lot of really intelligent statements. You're right. North Korea, we know the globals behind the scenes are winding up Rocket Man.
No question. We definitely have to keep an eye on everything. I mean, you have there's actually Turkey just invaded Syria last week. That could kick back up again. I have a Syrian bartender, actually. I'm sorry, a barber, not a bartender. A barber. He's a Syrian Kurd, and he was asking me what I thought about the invasion of Syria by Erdogan, and he even said Erdogan equals ISIS to him. And so, I mean, we have to even keep an eye on that situation. You have Trump's basically eradicated ISIS in the span of a year, just like he promised, and all of a sudden there's a new conflict in Syria. So let's keep an eye on that for sure.
That's right, and they are attacking U.S.-backed Kurds. A whole war started there, and that's in my stack. I need to get to that. Absolutely. All right, look, you get back on the street. Dan Lyman from InfoWars.com. Great job with all the work you're doing. We'll be following everything you do. Thank you so much. We'll be back with more calls, more breaking news. They found...
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb.
Roger Stone has got big inside intel on the vaunted secret FISA memo coming up in the next segment. We'll continue with your calls as well. We got a very clear picture of what's in it. And now, if you look at Congressman Gates and Congressman Jordan and Congressman Nunes and Congressman, Chairman Nunes and Congressman Gowdy and everybody else, and how panicked Adam Schiff is, the head of the Judiciary Committee on the Democrat side in the House, you know what's in it. And we've already know the pieces of the puzzle, so we're going to put them together coming up. And as I heard last night, Monday's the target date. Well, now that's being reported that they're looking to have a vote on Monday, but they're not sure yet. So that's coming up. I won't go back to your calls, but Kit Daniels, I haven't seen him smiling this big. And, well, he smiles all the time, but he's a happy guy. But one of our great writers, Kit Daniels, came in here with this article. He said, this is like Trump in Davos is like George Washington getting on a ship in the middle of the Revolutionary War and going into King George III's court and just basically getting right in his face. And that's what's happened. And Trump is delivering on everything he said he would do yet again. And it's not a love fest. They're trying to destroy him with secret cabals because he's returning sovereignty to the country. I don't like how he's been bullied into escalating conflict with Russia. I don't like that he's not going after the vaccines and all that kind of stuff. I've got some big issues, but let me tell you, he's really our president. This is wild. Vox reporting, why Trump is going to Davos, the world's biggest party for globalist elites, explained. Trump is attending to both boast and confident and confront the crowd that disdains him. Absolutely. Trump is tending to both boast and confront the crowd that disdains him. That is a report came out a few days ago, and that is exactly what I'm saying, and that is exactly what we're now seeing. So there you go. Didn't go to Davos, didn't sell us out. Very, very exciting. Here's from the article that Kit Daniels wrote. But now, thanks to Trump, Brexit, and the ongoing migrant crisis, average Europeans are starting to question why they're losing their cultures and identities to the EU. And they look to Trump as the Howard Rourke-style American cowboy whose undeterred rebellion against a legion of doom inspires their own individual thoughts and opinions. So there you go. Right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Who's been holding the longest here? Mark in Iowa, thanks for holding it on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I want to say God bless you, your crew, and your family.
It's thank you, sir. You too.
Turn the radio on and get the truth. So thank you.
Yes, sir.
Alex,
welcome.
I was wondering, in a nutshell, if in 1776, our forefathers were in a room, put pen to paper, and coming up with the Declaration of Independence. In short, it was because the government came and asked to govern. And our forefathers wrote this down, said, if you govern this way, you can govern, in a nutshell, I guess. So if now today we're finding out that every single three-letter agency of the federal government, the DOJ, CDC, you name it, FBI, CIA, all these entities, all of them, have screwed over the American people, couldn't we cancel our contracts and fire them all? I mean, what is the government so worried about? Why do they think we're newborn?
Well, sure, we've got a major broken social contract. I'm trying to fix the country and restore the republic. We're still going to have major problems and ongoing fights. It's just the current embedded, arrogant group of criminals that have gotten away with anything you can imagine are now finding out they're not invincible. But if we successfully remove these crooks, I intend to see more integrity come back in. And if we don't see that, then we need to continue to hold their feet to the fire regardless. That's what eternal vigilance is all about. And I want to see the government shrunk in size. I don't want to just see tax cuts. I want to see deficits paid down. I want to see a lot of things. And Trump's just stabilizing things right now. He's got to use a bubble so we don't stall out. China's got bubbles much bigger than ours. But I certainly hope that down the road, we then put pressure to stabilize the country.
Great. Yeah, I agree. One more quick question, if you would, Alex. I grew up in Illinois, and in Illinois, if I had a birthday yesterday, got caught driving today, I would go to jail. So if we know beyond a shadow of a doubt these people are committing treason by sedition, why are they not picked up? Because in Illinois, if I got caught driving on a one-day license that has expired by just one day, they haul my car, tow it, that's $400-some-odd, and I go to jail for 3 days.
No, I totally understand. This is the issue people have with illegal aliens. Illegal aliens, when they have wrecks and hit people, the judges just let them go. That's admitted on the news. Citizens get the book thrown at them because citizens are seen as cash cows. I don't care if you're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, old, young. You get the book thrown at you. Illegals don't, because the judges all over the country, including Republican districts, just tell people, oh, leave them alone. They're kind of the underclass. They're the permanent worker class going back to when they were brought in to pick, you know, the fields or whatever, and being used to drive down everybody else's wages. I want to bring folks in and then raise the wages up, not use that model. So ever since they've been brought into some areas as migrant workers, before they were made a permanent underclass of the Democrats, back when they were just seasonal farmers that came through and then went back to Mexico, they had to be ignored and above the law then, because we were using them. Well, they're still being used, but it's being used to undermine everything and is discriminatory to citizens that have the book thrown at them. I was talking to judges and people and others. They let illegal aliens off for drunk driving, you name it, because, again, R.D. Saveda, the former Austin police chief, now the Houston police chief, he's been in this studio and said, Alex, if we arrest illegal aliens for stuff or whatever, then they won't trust us when there's a crime and we're needed. Okay, so basically for really serious aggravated felonies, then you're saying illegal aliens are above the law. And then it creates a vacuum where there's no law enforcement and no law, and then criminals come in and prey on those communities, and they know they can prey on the Asian and Hispanic communities that are homogeneous and contained. And then that's where the majority of the crime is committed against those people, and then nothing's done. And it creates criminal zones within the cities, within the counties, and a permanent underclass. So I absolutely agree with you, sir. Your inspection sticker's out. You get pulled over. You get a ticket. Maybe you get your car towed. And if you're a single mom with three kids in the back of the car, the cops will be told, go ahead and write her tickets. But if you're a person here illegally, that doesn't happen. But if I'm in Mexico and I'm the foreigner, it's well known that a lot of the police are corrupt, and I've watched my dad, other people many times, give him a $20 bill, $100 bill, or whatever, saying, you were speeding, even though my dad wasn't speeding. He drives like an old lady. It's incredible. I've saw it 5-6 times when I was a kid, and I said, Dad, I don't want to come down here anymore. So by the time I was about 12, he said, fine, stay with your grandparents when you go out of town, because they love southern Mexico. And I like it, too. It's very pretty and a lot of cool stuff. But the point is that I feel you, brother, and I know what you're talking about. Now it's not even really like that. The old corrupt cops, they're pretty much all gone. It's just paramilitary troops everywhere and super, super dangerous. So we'll be, and of course, that's where corruption leads. It just gets worse and worse. All right, Roger Stone, straight ahead. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to try to be calm here because this is so important, and I tend to get too excited as everybody knows. Walk through what we know is already known about illegal spying on candidate Trump, President-elect Trump, and then right into the time that he was actually inaugurated, plus surveillance and harassment and lawsuits against myself, Roger Stone, you name it, by the Hillary law firm, by the Soros groups, by Obama's law group that he set up to, quote, battle Trump once he was in office. That's CNN. That's Politico. I mean, this is all admitted. But it's all coming to a head now as we learn the real collusion, the real secret societies, the real stuff that was going on were a bunch of FBI agents and Justice Department people inside of the Obama administration who've been appointed by the Clintons engaging in this massive crime. And now Chairman Devin Nunes and others are each week rolling out what's going to be released the next week. The collusion, the secret meetings, the insurance policies, the deputy director getting money from Hillary directly. It goes on and on and on. And Schiff's gone from this isn't real to desperately saying don't release it to we're putting our own memo out. I know Roger has given me a lot of intel from folks that have seen the memo. And it's basically what they've already said, but more damning text messages and more collusion and more secret meetings. And, of course, this stuff is all recoverable by the NSA. But it's very embarrassing with all this illegal spying to admit where they're really getting it. But we knew this was coming. When senators and others started saying yesterday, oh, don't worry, we'll just get that out of the NSA database. Missing text between anti-Trump FBI agents uncovered by the DOJ. People didn't buy that there was a glitch on the phones that made them all disappear, 50,000. DOJ office says it has found missing text messages of FBI officials. They were able to pull it off of the phones between Strzok and his girlfriend, Paige. And so the rabbit hole just gets deeper and crazier. So, Roger, let's encapsulate what we're seeing, the cornered rat scenario, the walls closing in, the deep state's war against America, and the electorate now exposed. I think we've reached the point of maximum danger with these people cornered as Trump dominates at Davos. How are they going to strike back? What's the intel you've got of what's in the memo? How much can you tell folks? And how accurately from your research have I gotten stuff here?
Well, Alex, let's try to summarize this because it's all coming at us so quickly it can be somewhat confusing. The 100-page FISA document that we put up at InfoWars essentially was summarized in the 4-page memo. The basic underlying information is essentially the same. And here's how it goes. In essence, the dirty dossier, the dossier which falsely accused Donald Trump of dallying with prostitutes in a Moscow hotel room, a complete and total fabrication, was used as the fake rationale to go to the FISA court and get permission for the wholesale surveillance of Donald Trump and some of his closest associates, including yours truly. The problem for the deep state is that when the FISA court initially denied their requests, they went ahead with the surveillance anyway. So this entire investigation, Mueller, the House and Senate Intelligence Committee investigations, the FBI investigation into so-called Russian collusion, is all based on a willful fabrication. And the reason you see the rats scrambling today is because it is not credible that the entire front line of the Obama NSA, the Obama Justice Department, the Obama FBI did this without authority from the highest possible level. You notice that President Barack Obama lawyered up today. Why? Because we are beginning to ask the obvious question. What did the president know and when did he know it? The deep state was in such a tizzy to stop Donald Trump that they fabricated the initial piece of evidence on which everything afterwards is based. Oh, we have to spy on him because he's in bed with the Russians. That was a falsehood from the get-go, and it is on that thin reed that it all collapses. The credit, Alex, in my opinion, really goes to Matt Gaetz, Congressman Ron DeSantis, Congressman Jim Jordan, Congressman Trey Gowdy. While the Country Club Republicans were all out at a cocktail party, these four brave individuals stayed the course and kept pounding for the truth.
And I've mentioned this quite a bit, but you're absolutely right. This morning, I was just sitting back thinking about the American people waking up, about the real press we've got in this country, our great crew, all of us together. But I really sat back and I thought, Why is it different now? It's not just that Trump showed up on the scene or that nationalism's popping everywhere. It's like the spirit. It's the times we're in. Historians always marked that, you know, there were times of tyranny, times of enlightenment, times of awakening, times of war, times of peace. I guess as Proverbs says, a time to live, a time to die, a time to sow, a time to reap. And right now, we suddenly have this wonderful crop of congressmen and women, but mainly men, that are doing bold things that a lot of congressmen have had their planes blow up. You know, you got killed during the 70s and 80s. We had some good people back then, too. And a lot of them ended up, you know, dying, being assassinated. And so this is a big, big deal. And, of course, you know, we have QAnon saying that he's hired counsel. But the word is they're all luring up, and that's in the mainstream news. So we don't – I don't go off what QAnon says. A lot of what QAnon says is really accurate stuff. There's obviously some intelligence sources in the government that are patriots. But we can see them all luring up in the real world. Roger, can you speak to that a little bit more?
Well, also, there are some ominous clouds on the horizon. As you know, when Paul Manafort was indicted with him was his longtime associate, Rick Gates. Manafort and Gates are a pawn in Mueller's game. They could get off the hook easily if they would simply agree to bear false witness against the president, which they both resolutely refused to do. But is it coincidental that Rick Gates' spokesperson was killed in his hotel room only 2 days ago, as reported by CNN? Is this a warning shot for those who would question the deep state? That report, I can tell you, sent chills up my spine, upset my wife very substantially. Now we learn that some of the text messages that were missing related to discussion of bumping off the president. Yes, I just said it. The A word, assassination. I have said two things from the beginning here at InfoWars. First of all, that the FISA court disclosures last November that 30,000 people had been illegally and unconstitutionally surveilled was the key to this entire scandal. And then secondly, that the deep state had a four-stage program. Stage one, the Electoral College and a recount. Stop Trump there. It failed. We now know that General James Clapper, a criminal, a traitor, a man now teaching ethics at Roanoke College, who should be in prison based on the fact that he perjured himself in front of the Congress about the existence of the metadata program, actually was plotting to use a Supreme Court justice to somehow delay Donald Trump's inauguration and his actual swearing in on the Bible. That's how desperate these criminals were, Alex.
Wait a minute. Stay right there. I didn't know that. That must be something new or something I missed. Wow. Tell us about that when we come back. Because we know they were talking about delaying the inauguration, and Clapper was involved. It's the same guy that caught line to Congress. That's just insane. This is starting to make my head spin. And then I've got a whole nother story I haven't gotten to. Wait till we cover that.
Hey, guys. Pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxitril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxitril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxitril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxitril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxitril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
All right, this is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Sean Rappaport's host of the fourth hour. I'll host some of that with him. And then Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone coming back in for the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. You got David Knight, of course, with the David Knight transmission that is 8 a.m. Central every weekday morning. And I do the Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. as well. I wanted to hit this, but then now more news just broke. First off, 3 or 4 days ago, they started sending out tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of emails. A couple of our crew got it. Paul Watson got it, saying, Russian bots run you. During the election. And a lot of people said, wait, I didn't even have my account till after. And then they went and looked at their tweets. It was them. So then we have all these people like Adam Schiff and others of the House Judiciary Committee, the head Democrat, telling Twitter, yes, ban all these people. They are basically Russian agents. Everybody backlashed. And Twitter actually sent out a public statement saying, no, we've looked, they're Americans. Adam Schiff knows that. The boldness now of moving from Roger Stone and Alex Jones and Matt Drudge and Tucker Carlson and Rand Paul are agents of Putin. Those are quotes. Remember McCain on that Senate floor? You're an agent of Putin, Rand Paul. And I guess the next step is we'll get you at the baseball game next time. I mean, this is what they told themselves. These are crazy people. And now they're saying hundreds of thousands of people, of Americans are, see, we're all evil. Meanwhile, this just broke at the Hill newspaper. GOP panics as signs point to imminent Mueller blockbuster. The scorched earth attacks against the FBI by a growing number of House and Senate Republicans demonstrate a high degree of fear that Special Counsel Robert Mueller, Swan Mueller Sass, U.S. should, and then I guess there's a blurb there, should applaud the choice of Mueller to lead the Russian probe. More will make blockbuster moves. That's their weird typo, jumbled insanity. Doesn't even make sense. Moves to the coming days and weeks that will define the fate of ongoing investigations of the Russian attack against America. So they just stake this hoax again. And then it says, oh, the Republicans are doing this because they're desperate. No, they're not desperate. We've caught them red-handed. We have Strzok in text messages saying there's no evidence of any Russian collusion. What are we going to do? Roger, this is just insane when you look at all this. I mean, they're not giving up.
No, Alex, I think that they're capable of great, great violence. We saw that in the attack on Congressman Scalise. I myself, in the wake of the murder of Rick Gates' spokesman, have taken on personal security. I know on some occasions you have to use it. I really did it for my wife's peace of mind. They aren't going to silence us. We're not going to stop. We're going to keep pushing for the truth. Now suddenly, Adam Schiff and Dianne Feinstein, those great liberals who normally like full disclosure and transparency, oh no, the American people can't see this information. It's too complicated for them. They won't understand it. That's because it is a blueprint of treachery. That's because it is a roadmap of treason. That's why they have violated, as I said yesterday on the War Room show, multiple federal laws, including laws against sedition, treason, conspiracy, plotting to take down the government. No, Mueller and his cohorts are the ones who must face prison, in my opinion.
Just first off, from people watching on Skype, this is some really good product placement. Tell me about the new athletics program you're involved in.
Well, I have, yesterday I had Amin Alai, who's a personal trainer who I've been associated with for 20 years, come on the War Room show and talk about both Caveman, which he highly advocates in a program with the high-quality whey protein that we sell at InfoWars. And he has had enormous success with this program. I'm really trying to stick to it. One body part a day, cardio every other day, sticking to the InfoWars format. And he came on to give a little testimonial to our products, which he's a big, big fan of. And in the meantime, he is providing some personal security for me and my family.
I like that. It's almost like you're Saddam Hussein. We usually need two guys behind you, but with balaclavas and machine guns.
I wish this was something to laugh about, Alex, but the number of death threats every time I do the Alex Jones show, every time I'm on Fox News, they just spike. I was on with Laura Ingraham last night on Fox talking about why it's a mistake for the president to give this interview to Mueller. It's a perjury trap. It's a setup. The death threats against me immediately spike. It's really for my wife and my family's peace of mind.
Well, that's awesome. Roger, you are something else. Getting back to all this other news here, do you think they have anything else up their sleeve, any other fake bombshells? Because, I mean, they are getting torn to hell right now, and this is their spin that the GOP is panicking?
Alex, here's the game plan for Mueller. I've laid it out before, but now I think both pieces of it are obvious. Mueller's going to indict the president's son-in-law on some phony, trumped-up charge of lying to an FBI agent. They're going to claim that he was the one who instructed General Flynn, a great patriot, a man who was unjustly and unfairly discharged, in my opinion, setting up a meeting with the Russians. Well within the purview of General Flynn's job, part of his responsibilities as the National Security Advisor. In my opinion, it's smart to be talking to the Russians. They have thermonuclear weapons. They can blow the entire world to hell.
I totally agree with you. Let's shift gears quickly then. What else are they going to do as they're cornered rats? Because that's what everybody's spidey sense is concerned about. A, B, look at Trump in Davos. They're like in awe, and it looks like another big coup for America.
It's the 1-2 punch, the indictment of Kushner, followed by some effort to entrap the president, who thinks he's going to an interview to talk about Russian collusion. Look, I sympathize with the president. I know why he's willing to give this interview. He knows in his heart he's done nothing wrong. He knows in his heart that there was no Russian collusion. What he doesn't understand is that Mueller and his pack of partisan hacks are weasels, and they're going to try to euchre him, box him into some obstruction of justice charge or some perjury charge. That's what they have coming. Those are the bombshells that the Hill is referring to.
That's right. And you told me before Trump was even elected, you said Kushner's not a bad guy, he's a good guy, but, you know, the business dealings, real estate, the FBI could indict a ham sandwich, and Kushner doesn't think he's done anything wrong, so he's been blabbering to everybody as well, and Mueller's gone and interviewed all these people now, so they're going after Kushner because he was nice to them.
No, I couldn't agree with you more, Alex. Jared Kushner's done nothing wrong that I'm aware of other than try to help his father-in-law make America great again. We disagree politically, but I do think his heart's in the right place, and he strongly favors the success of the Trump administration. What he doesn't understand is that Mueller is not a by-the-book prosecutor. This is not an unbiased process. This is a small nest of partisan rats that seek to box the president so that they can remove him. All they want to do is undo what they couldn't do in the election last November.
By the way, I do like the fact you have security there. We have security as well. I'm just making the joke because there's a muscle guy behind you. But seriously, you could also hold up your firearm, Roger, because everybody knows you're crack shot. They've seen the videos, and they know that you're heavily armed. So I think that's the real reason that you and your wife, everybody are safe. Plus, this fellow here, I wouldn't start anything with him either.
Well, it's for our family's peace of mind. Alex, I can't tell you how many death threats I get by email, by text, in the mail. We've informed the local sheriff's office. We could tell the FBI, but I have a feeling we'd be wasting our time.
All right, brother. Great job. We appreciate you. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. We have a reporter in Davos as well. The amazing footage and reports coming back. That's coming up as well. I'll be hosting part of the fourth hour straight ahead with the great John Rappaport. Thank you, Roger Stone.
We'll be back shortly on the War Room. Don't miss it.
That's in about an hour and 5 minutes from now. Before we go any further, because I've barely been plugging the last week because I'm so focused on the news, thank you for making InfoWars possible. Thank you for allowing us to send these reporters around the world to have people cover these big events. We have the new product that I'm so excited about. It's the Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies. Whole body support, amazing, powerful, concentrated 400-plus milligrams of concentrated turmeric and all the great things it does in every capsule, along with a bunch of other amazing things that supercharge it: organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, pepperine from black pepper, and so much more. Boswellia, if I'm pronouncing that right. This is an amazing formulation. InfoWarsStore.com. It just came out this week, and it is 50% off, so you can try it at that introductory price. It probably won't be 50% off for another year. Take advantage of that. Stay with us. We'll be back. Hour number four.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.